Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Pegath, and I'm Chuck Berry. Everything good? All right, we're there. Hey, folks, if you like the great outdoors, you're in the right place for the next hour. Don and I are going to talk a little bit about the great outdoors. We're going to have a guest tonight, Pat Schulke, a guy in Wisconsin that is into the F word.
Yeah, we flew him in just special for this show.
No, we're calling him.
Well, we're going to call him.
Yeah, we're going to call him. But, Pat, this is Veterans Week.
Yes.
So we're going to talk to a veteran. Pat's a Iraqi veteran, and he's been fishing a lot. He likes the F word, so to speak, and likes to go fishing. But has been gaining some momentum in the tournament circuit.
And say that 10 times.
Tournament right. Circuit. I'm not sure I can. And is gaining some sponsors and some attention by some of the big money folks, if you know what I mean.
And that's important when you like to fish and don't have to buy your own stuff. It's kind of like the shooting sport.
Right.
Having a sponsor that buys all your ammunition.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it nice.
So it's starting to become fun for him. And it's kind of cool to get to talk to a guy that's kind of on his way up. Not quite hit the big ranks yet, but it's in his sights, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wonder about the guys that we had on last year, that the fishing guys that takes people out and stuff. Have you ever heard anything about their show?
I have not heard anything about them. I know they do quite a few charters, but their TV show, I don't know what stage it's at. That's Cornelius Harris, Harris. And I know he books a lot of fishing trips.
Yeah, but when he was on the show, he was talking about they were supposed to come in, and he wasn't allowed to talk about it. But
yeah, TV show was in the works.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so
hopefully it's still in the works, and it goes somewhere.
Well, if you can make money doing what you absolutely love to do, I mean, jealous, you know what I mean, brother.
Yeah.
So, and we pick on people like that about, like, Chelsea and some of those folks that
and Jeff Berry.
Jeff Berry, yeah.
Especially Jeff Berry.
Yeah. So anyways. Well, Don, I know there's very little going on. I know there's still just a few tickets left for the Whitetails Unlimited banquet. That's the 18th of this month.
18th, yes.
So
it's a week from Saturday.
I'd say get a hold of Kent Papageorge. You can go to the Whitetails Unlimited website and get his number, and or order the instant tickets or something like that. I think you can.
Yeah, I
have it here in front of me somewhere. But anyways,
here you are.
There we go. Here's the big deal. It is at
Prophet's Park.
Prophet's Park,
where the food is always yummy.
You'll have a good time there. Tickets are $30. It is November 16th. That's what this says.
18th.
No, deadline's the 16th. The meal's the 18th.
I was going to say, a Thursday night banquet wouldn't do well.
That wouldn't be very fun. You can get a hold of Kent this way, though. 740-270-9075. And I'll give you that number later, so keep your pen and pad close and jot that down or whatever. There's a couple different ways. If you go to the Whitetails Unlimited website, look up events, put your zip code in, it'll take you right to the same page that we're looking at. It's a buffet.
Is it?
It's a buffet. I haven't been kicked out of this one.
Have you?
I have not.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
I thought you said you had.
No, I've been kicked out of a few. Apparently, you're not allowed to pull your chair up to the bar, but hopefully nobody there hears that. But anyways, a few things like that going on. What else do we know that's going on out there?
Well, we do have very few hunter education courses still going on. We have one coming up. Actually, the 10th and the 11th of this month down in Morgan County in McConnellsville, both days from 6 to 9 on the 10th and 9 to 5 on the 11th. So that would be a Friday night and a Saturday in Guernsey up in Jurassic, Cambridge area on 11, 13, 14, and 15, all three nights, the 6 to 9. In Fairfield County, we have some home study for people who's taking it online. It's in Baltimore on 11-8. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. On 11-14, it's from 6 to 10 p.m. And on 11-20, it's from 6 to 10 p.m. So it's just four-hour courses. and you have to take everything online to do that. Trapper education, closest one is in Wayne County in North Lawrence on 1118, and it's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Again, if you want to do any trapping, that's the place to go. Learn some things.
If you want to learn a lot about the outdoors and animal migration and different things like that, that's the course to go
to. What traps to use, how to skin them out, how to prepare them, stretch them. But
their habits, their instincts, all that's kind of covered in that whole thing.
Yep. Yes, it is. And unfortunately, I've talked to some trappers and I read some articles that fur's not going to be worth a hoot this year. So
No.
I'm not even sure whether it's worth going out. The only the triple X large raccoons are only bringing like $12,
right,
and the rest of them are like 50 cents or something like that.
Right. It's not a money maker. It's probably more right now just for the enjoyment of accomplishing something that not a lot of people do.
A lot of work for 50 cents.
It sure is.
and now for everybody that's not going out on Black Friday and you're off work and the ladies want to go out and do all the shopping, there's some a fun thing that's coming up here up at Briar Rabbit on Black Friday. It's called sponsored by Friends of NRA and Briar Rabbit, and they're presenting the Hurricane Relief Charity Shoot. It's on Friday, November 24th, starts at 9 a.m., and that's at 2949 Granger Hill Road or Briar Rabbit Shooting Sports. There is a $100 entry fee. However, there's going to be prizes, guns, ammo, trophies, and there's a guaranteed cash prize up to $1,000. So it's a good time to go support, help give some money to
the hurricane people. And it'll be way safer and a lot more fun than being elbow to people and coming home with bruises. And some of them are good bargains, some of them are not.
Yeah, and I'd rather burn powder. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, yeah, that's a good thing if anybody's interested in that. And, again, you know, you got the 2018 NRA calendar
gun and those raffle. Are starting to move. So
they are, yeah.
Get in touch with somebody.
Gives 290 guns given away, one every Monday through Friday. That's five chances a week for the first 9 months, and then every day for the next 3 months. Win more than once. They're only $50. They make a great gift. And if you do the math, it's less than 18 cents a chance. They're nice guns. You can get them at Fink's used car down there.
I'll be down there tomorrow. Try and find me Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is your best shot.
Yep. And you can see Roger Graham before 10 o'clock over at American Light. You can go down to Diddy's downtown deli that's got really good sandwiches. TNK Guns and Archery's got them. Top Gun Shooter Supply has them. I have them, so you can give me a call. And
if you want one from Don and I to maybe stop by your business or meet up with you somewhere, another great way to get in touch with us is on our email address, outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. If you got any questions or comments you want to send to that, or maybe a show suggestion, or maybe sometimes we find that you guys hear news and stories of interest that we don't always get. We get a lot, but not always what everybody else gets.
Yeah, that's true. And, stories are stories, and we like to pass them on as far as, what you see. I just talked to a guy today that said the kid came home from school and decided just to go out behind the house. Didn't even change his school clothes.
Oh, my.
Went out behind the house. 15 minutes later, he comes over and needs help dragging a 17-point buck out.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's hunting.
That's hunting.
I guess. Hopefully, he didn't have it tied up, and I don't think he did.
Don,
but
I have never but one time in my life got to be that early finish guy.
Yeah.
I mean, one time in my life, I got out, got set up, and was done by 9:30, 10 o'clock. The rest of the times, it's all day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes the next day, all day. And sometimes the next day, all day.
And sometimes you never do get anything.
That's right.
But my dad always said, bang, bang, the fur carried away the meat. So.
There you go. anyways. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.